There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
I'm with Paul Park. I've known Paul for a long, long time and kept in touch with him as his life has taken him around the world. I remember being in South America once and getting a message from him going, I'm thinking of moving. I think it was New Zealand or Singapore. What do you reckon? And I'm like, Jesus, that's a big one to land on me. You've got a book coming out about your career. What's it called? When's it out?
It's called Tackling Football, and it's out already, by the way. It came out, I think, in last month. And what it is, I mean, the main thing about it is just me talking about my life, but being totally open, totally honest. I do have an opinion about things, and I'm actually saying it now, things that maybe I wish that people in better position than me in the media were allowed or would say.
I'm going to get stuck into it. You're here today ahead of Tottenham against Manchester United. How are you feeling about Manchester United this season?
Still, I think of anybody who enjoy their time at United, and you've all got affection for the club, you've still got, a love for the club, and you want the club to win every single game. You want them to play the best football. I'm just disappointed that they can't get any consistency. Disappointed with players of today, the way they go about things.
In what way?
The way they seem to want an opinion about the way they play. I want to say at the end of it, you're in a job, managers ask you something, you do what you're told.
Well, you mean a current player, like a current Man United player, having an opinion, and you think that you listen to your coach and you follow his instructions?
You follow instructions. There's nothing wrong in improvising or using your initiative. But when it comes down to it, I just didn't want to be reading things about, in papers about, stories about players and things.
Current players?
Things coming from the dressing room and things like that. I just didn't...
Of this season?
Last season. All that, I just don't want to see it. As much as anything, you're having a bad time. Have your bad times, but it should be the same as when you're having your great times, when you're together all the way through.
But surely one of the reasons the changes have been made for this season is to get rid of that. I'm told the spirit is much better this season.
And I think we're seeing that as well. We all know where a lot of the issues were. That bit's been dealt with. We are seeing United, we're seeing better now. I think the signings they've made, the free signings of Sesco, Mbeumo and Cunha, have been fantastic because it's improved the team. The midfield is still the issue, but defensively it's made it easier. There's not so much pressure on them now at the back. The biggest thing that's showing off in the last 3, 4, 5 games, goalkeeper.
Okay. The goalkeeper. What do you like about him?
Just that he looks assured. He looks like a man already. He's 22 years of age and he's assured. Just the way, and he's commanding. And the thing I like about him is when he sees there's not a chance of playing football, he goes long. He's not one of those, I've got to do it. He makes his own mind up about where he's going to put the ball.
What about the other defenders? What about the system? Because it's taken some getting used to, hasn't it? Could you have played in that? Of course you could.
Well, I played a bit before I got signed to United. I was playing as a man marker. I was playing as a sweeper at 3 at the back. I love it. That system helped bring me forward as a footballer, as a player. It took me with England. It took me to Manchester United. I think it's fine. Premier League's been won with it by Conte.
Yeah.
It's about the players.
I spoke last week with Nemanja Matic and he reminded me of that.
Yeah.
He's like, we played 3 at the back.
Yeah, 3 at the back, and his wing backs weren't great.
Yeah.
But it's just about doing, getting it and understanding what's expected of you. I mean, the player for me who stood out in his system, and he is the one player, I say, in the team who is the leader, is De Ligt. I'm absolutely a massive fan of De Ligt because he's an out-and-out defender. He senses danger. His positional sense is good, but he's a defender who marks a man and a half. It's not about him, it's about his team.
What do you mean a man and a half?
When he's doing his job, he's looking round the corner. He knows his man's there. Yeah. Can he help? How many times do you see him get across to his left when he covers? And that's why United are at their best when he plays in the middle.
What about Luke Shaw?
Luke Shaw, too many ups and downs.
But this season, he's playing every week.
Yeah,
he's
but
fit.
I don't want to go all in because there's always that when you know that there's a chance that he's going to let you down.
But from his performances this season, when he's been playing?
He's stepping forward, but the thing about it, he has to do it for a season.
Yeah, I agree.
He's got to prove himself.
And I think he'd agree with that.
Yeah, after what happened during the Euros, and I mean, I was so disappointed in him when he played in the Euros. Should have put the club first, and you put the club before that in that situation. As much as that situation, you want to play for your country, you put your club first.
But Lenny Yoro?
For me, I'm still waiting now. I'm not really seeing enough to convince me at this moment. I'd like to see the lad heaven there, by the way. I'm a fan of it. So the moment he come on a sub against Arsenal last season, shame he got injured. But even when he comes on, nothing fazes him. Mm. He looks calm all the time, which is always a good look, but he backs it up with his actions as well. And he can defend as well. Mm. And he can play football, but another one who knows when to do it, when and when not to do it. Doesn't overdo the situation.
Heaven. Yeah. And you're not saying that because he's a fellow Londoner like yourself.
Nothing to do with that, by the way, because got to remember, he come from Arsenal as well.
Yeah. Harry?
He's done great. He's come on. He's made himself into a cult hero now. But I think if United are going to move forward and step forward, he can't be one of your three. Mm. If you want to use him in this role and do that, then fine. But one great manager once said to me, I can't allow sentiment to get in the way.
Yeah.
And he said that to me. And when he said that to me, brought tears to my eyes. So
And then, so you're talking about wing back. So it's Dalo, it's Mazraoui occasionally, it's Dorgu. What's your assessment on them? I see Dalo, he's become a bit of a scapegoat, unfortunately, for some Manchester United fans. And all I'm told, I know the lad, I'm told he's a very good professional, but obviously people are going to judge him on appearances as well.
Well, the manager's playing him on the wrong side. If he's going to play a wing back, he can't play on that side. If he had the ability of Dennis Irwin, it'd be a walk in the park. But he hasn't got that about him. He is an out-and-out right-back. No different to me. He's a right-back. And to play wing-back, you're making him... It unbalances the team. There's nothing attacking comes the left side. If you're going to use a right-footed person in that role, it has to be Mazraoui. And I'll say again, Mazraoui and De Ligt are the better two defenders within the ranks at United at the moment. Somehow, Mazraoui has to be fitted into that team, without a shadow of a doubt.
He did well last season, and I'm told he was... Yeah. You know, everyone who I spoke to was really impressed, even on the technical side, but also as a person. And then finally, on Dorgu.
Dorgu is still quite young. Mm. He come from Lecce. He's coming to it. He's coming... I mean... For me, it was a massive jump coming from QPR to Manchester United. But coming from where he's come from, coming from Lecce, I would turn around and say that, and I've seen the ground as well, and so it was a mammoth jump. And everything.
You've been to Lecce's ground?
I've been there,
What's it like? I like my stadiums. It's in Puglia, you know?
Yeah.
Beautiful part of the world.
I was there out there for a wedding. Wow. And I went out there and I just went
to visit Puglia. I want to visit Lecce, the city. It's supposed to be really nice.
Yeah, it's a beautiful city. Beautiful.
So how many does the ground hold?
I couldn't tell you.
Being an idiot.
Don't go there. All I've done, I saw the ground, I looked around it, and I've seen where it's come from. I know everything around it, the amount of people is there. Because every time he played at a big ground, it was totally partisan.
Yeah, they're not a big club.
So I like him. He's got a very good left foot. He's just got to find confidence in the final thirds. That's the bit that always gets the final third, his decisions, and maybe he's just lacking that bit. But I like him, but there's something there. And what he does, he would give total balance if he got himself right. I think he still needs that little bit more time.
One final point. Years ago, you came to see me in Barcelona.
Yeah.
And you refused to go to Camp Nou, so I had to take your son. You didn't want to go because you were mentally scarred over a game there in 94. My question is, I went to Camp Nou yesterday. Mm-hmm. They've rebuilt it. Yeah. Are you now allowed to go to the new one? Or because it's in the same spot?
Well, I've kind of been to the new one. just when there was a little bit of a crater then, but I went and I walked around all the little village as well. But back then when it was, because I was on a cruise at that time, and you very kindly invited me and my wife around to your house with you and your wife. I think your mother-in-law was there as well. And it still bothered me, because it was a horrendous evening, absolutely horrendous. And every time you get with the lads or anything, that comes up, and you just see the lads, they're just kind of, they just start laughing about certain things, and you have to talk about that evening as the performance of Stoichkov from Romario. It was incredible.
I was with Den a few weeks ago, and he was talking about it, you know. Mm. It's, well, loads of them speak about it, not in good ways, you know. Anyway, it's lovely to see you again.
Thank
prediction
you,
for today?
I'm going to let my heart rule my head, and I'm going to go straight on. I'm going to go United to win 2-1.
I would love it. If that happens, I'm running on the pitch to celebrate the winner, Paul. Take care, mate.
Cheers.
I'm outside the away end at Spurs, and I'm with Dave Pye, who goes everywhere with Manchester United. You've been at some of these 21s games, haven't you, for the AFL Cup?
Yeah, I have, yeah. Obviously, taking a chance of, or taking advantage of not being in Europe as much. I try to go to as many as I can anyway, but so I was at Notts County the other night, been to Barnsley, Rochdale, places like that.
Who's standing out for you? Which players?
There's quite a few, you know. I mean, it's difficult with the 21s because sometimes they're playing Tuesday and Friday, so Travis Binning, the manager, is sort of mixing it up a little bit. So one week you've got Biancheri scoring at it, next thing you might be on the bench. But going forward, they've got some really good players. And Goodwill Conte's come on really well this year as well. Shay Lacey, obviously a lot of people talk about him, he played well at Notts County. And Jacob Devaney, who obviously, you know, his dad Martin's still involved in the game, scored a brilliant goal the other night. So there's some bubbling under, but obviously it's always difficult to judge when they're playing at that level. Can they make the step up?
Yeah, we've seen so many names.
Yeah, I mean,
so many.
People like Kieran Richardson used to rip it up at that level. And then when you got to the being consistent at top level, you know, it takes a special player, especially at Man United.
So, because Kobbie Mainoo is injured today at Tottenham, there was a danger that the Proud record was at risk. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I was a bit worried about that, to be honest. I mean, it's one of them stupid things, really, that why should you worry about it? But it's a Proud record, especially for a club of our size. I mean, people wouldn't think that, you know, going back so long, you've always had a homegrown player in the squad. I mean, I think it's a Proud record that we should always try and keep if we can.
How are you feeling about today?
I'm more confident going away these days with the mental strength of them a bit. Like last week at Forest, you know, a mad 5 minutes, but then a couple of years ago, maybe even just 6 months ago, they might have lost 3 or 4-1, folded. So it showed a bit of spirit to come back. Interesting game today with Thomas Frank, because, you know, I've spoken to a couple of Spurs fans before and they're still a bit unsure of him. So I think it's how good we start, really. But I think there's more and more confidence going to watch them away now, I think.
Okay. Another prediction?
Prediction, I'll go 2-1 United.
I'd have to settle for that. One of my best ever games was a 2-1 United here. Yeah. September 91. Hughes, who I'm going to see later on today.
Hughes and their gigs.
Yeah, and I remember being in the away end in the middle pan, getting in early.
In the standing bit there.
Yeah, and getting a few songs going, which as a young lad you're buzzing off.
Yeah, yeah.
When you start the Pride of All Europe and it takes off,
yeah,
like, fucking hell, this is brilliant. And then you win, or won at a time when away wins were pretty rare, you know, it was just coming together, wasn't it, at that point?
Matt, and Matt Hughes was like, it was a bit of a talisman, wasn't he, at that time as well, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I remember that goal he scored right down in the bottom corner, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Near us, and it's just like, you know, you can still get them buzzes in your way ends, but obviously football's changed a lot, hasn't it? We go back that long and remember them days. It's difficult to create them sort of atmospheres in the stadiums as they are now, but you can still get it. You know, Ahmad's goal last week was still got everyone buzzing, and Harry Maguire's at Anfield. You know, you can still get them moments.
I'm just walking behind the away end now. I've got been selling United We Stand, and I've got to go and do some actual work now, so I'm going to go into the press box. So I'm walking past behind where Manchester United's coach is. There's a good mood before the game. It usually isn't there. People are optimistic. There was a great mood before Brentford, and look what happened there. And you've heard some of the voices on this. Cheers for Laurie for helping me sell. Two lads just come up to me then, and they look like, you know, lads who could look after themselves, if I put it diplomatically. And I didn't know what was coming next, because you never do. And they just said, your dad was the best teacher we ever had. And that was lovely, because it's 7 years since my dad passed away. And he went, he was a right rum fucker. He just used to teach kids in that sort of 18-year-olds in North Trafford. And you know, some of them have come from pretty challenging backgrounds, just needed a bit of direction in life. And he'd give it to them. And he'd speak to them on their level, ask them what they've been doing at the weekend, what they've been up to, if they'd had a good time, been in any fights, met any girls, you know, language that a teacher probably shouldn't be using. But the young men, and they were young men who we taught, really sort of looked up to him. And it's just really nice, 7 years on, for someone to come up to me and say that. And on a more serious note, just say that he gave them direction. And these are now lads who went on to have good apprenticeships at companies in Manchester, which is an industrial city, you know, needs workers. So that was a nice little twist that I wasn't expecting. Just under a car park now, walking round to where there's a big sign which says that Tottenham won the Europa League, so I'm still sore about that. And we should have been in Europe this week. Well, we shouldn't, because we didn't win the game, so it's Manchester United's own fault. I don't blame Tottenham for celebrating it. So I'm not going to predict. I just haven't got a clue. I just said to someone, I wouldn't be surprised if it was 3-1 either way. That's probably where I'm feeling at with Manchester United right now. But we're very fortunate to be watching the team live in great venues like this. Two great clubs coming together. Speak to you after the game. Cha-ching! When you start a new business, there's a lot to go in on. And it can feel pretty overwhelming, and every day you've got a new decision that needs an answer, whether you're starting off with something new. It just seems that your to-do list keeps growing every day with new tasks, and it can easily begin to overrun your life. Finding the right tool that not only helps out but simplifies everything can be a game changer. And for millions of businesses, that tool is Shopify, with its cha-ching sound. Shopify is a commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world, from household names like Mattel and Gymshark to brands just getting started. You can get started with your own design studio, with hundreds of ready-to-use templates, and Shopify helps you build a beautiful online store to match your brand style. Accelerate your content creation. Shopify is packed with helpful AI tools that write product descriptions, page headlines, and even enhance your product photography. Get the word out there like you've got a marketing team behind you. Easily create email and social media campaigns wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling. And best yet, Shopify is your e-commerce expert with world-class expertise in everything from managing inventory to international shipping and processing returns and beyond. If you're ready to sell, you're ready for Shopify. Turn your big business into a cha-ching with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/United. Go to shopify.co.uk/United. Shopify.co.uk/United.
We've just heard the last post. It's very poignant, obviously remembering Sunday. And now Tottenham fans have found their voice. This is really, really loud. Hopefully United can silence them. United a goal up. Brian Mbeumo, lovely cross from Ahmad. Mbeumo didn't even need to jump to win the header. He just guided it through. Oh, I'm just going all because that's a yellow card clearly for Romero for Tottenham. So yeah, 33 minutes gone. Manchester United are winning 1-0. So we'll have this all day long, because it's been a bit of a scrappy game. Tottenham have had chances as well. Richarlison really should have scored after a beautiful ball from Johnson, I think.
found in between Manchester United's, two of Manchester United's central defenders. Got 3,000 United fans singing. It'd be really significant if United can get a result here. And by that I mean a win. He's given himself a great chance of that after 33 minutes. And United have got another set piece now, which Bruno Fernandes is going to take. There's a line of nine Spurs players defending this. And Bruno puts the ball over towards the back of it. Sesko's not playing, so there's not the height that Manchester United may have. But, okay, so it's played away. So, 1-0 to Manchester United. 59 minutes gone and you can hear the Manchester United fans singing for Ruben Amorim. In truth, while United lead, it has been a sketchy start to the second half. Spurs have had two really good chances from Paulinho, two very good saves. And Romero with Lammens making the saves. Little break in play now for an injury. Manchester United just want a breather here. They have survived the first 15 minutes of the second half, which was more than they did at the City Ground next week. Mazraoui's gone off. Sesko's come on. Ahmad's dropped back. But Ben Fornley, just have your thoughts for 1 minute.
Yeah, they do need to settle the game down a little bit. It's been a bit frantic, and because they've turned it into a frantic game, Spurs, United have given away a couple of chances, and maybe chances that Lammens has made two really, really good saves, to be perfectly honest. And in the first half, he wasn't called upon at all. But another goal, I think, will just about see us over the line. But while it's still 1-0, we're still susceptible.
I didn't want your thoughts on the game. I was just about to finish my question.
Okay, sorry.
train stations in London, what's your favourite?
I think I'd have to go for, I don't know,
some
Victoria.
Victoria.
Victoria, yeah. Go for Victoria.
It's live and exclusive. That's Ben Fornley's thoughts on his favourite London train stations. More coming soon.
I'll tell you what, since I last spoke, United have conceded two. I've been absolutely livid that the worst Tottenham team in years are about to record a fifth successive win against Manchester United. But, just as Ben Fornley properly seen his arse and about to storm off home, United have got an equaliser from Matthias De Ligt from a corner, heading the ball in front of 61,210. Rose like a salmon on the Thames.
Brilliant
head of that. Brilliant. Right into the roof of the, into the top of the net. Okay, Ben, the whistle's going to go.
It is, and to be honest, not before time.
United didn't deserve to lose that, Ben.
They didn't deserve to lose it. I don't think it's been a particularly game full of quality, and certainly the second half wasn't. But again, and it's that word that keeps cropping up with this Manchester United team these days, character. Conceding a late equaliser to Liverpool at Anfield, go and win the game. You know, things get airy at Old Trafford against Brighton at 3-2. We go and score another goal to secure it. And you know what? We're away from home and we'll take a 2-2 draw all day long.
Against the Tottenham team who get beaten every week here.
It's
a decent result, though.
Listen, if you come to away grounds in the Premier League and don't get beat, then you'll take it. As long as you're winning your home games. And it looks like we're starting to do that. It's not the greatest Tottenham team you've ever seen, but from the position that we found ourselves in, being a goal down in injury time, then yes, we will take it.
Tottenham fans are streaming out now, the away end is singing.
Yeah, most of them probably thought that the game had been won, but I would imagine that Ruben Amorim will be addressing yet again how we managed to concede two goals in such close proximity, two games on the bounce.
He's just been raving towards the away end. Ruben, there's a final whistle. Maybe United just like drawing games 2-2. Thank you for your time, Ben.
Andrew, always a pleasure.
Who are your man of the match? Bumbumo?
Between him and Ahmad, yeah.
You guys are in a bit of a rush to travel, so we'll start us off, Simon.
Hi, Ruben. For the second week in a row, you're in front in an away game. You seem to be in control of the situation, and then in the space of no time, the game just goes away from you. I know you'll be delighted to get something, but how much of a problem is that you've done the same thing again?
We have a lot of problems. We are just in the beginning. I know that sometimes the results show to people that we are improving, but we are improving, but we have a lot to do. And you can divide the game in the, In the final 10 minutes, also when we have to take out Harry Maguire, Casemiro at the same time, then suffer two goals, then losing Ben, even before the second goal with a big opportunity to play with 10 minutes, but then to overcome everything and to manage to score is a good thing. But if you look at the rest of the game, we were comfortable in the game, but I think we should do better. Be more aggressive, feeling the environment in the stadium, that the 3 points were there, the space was there, and I think we felt too comfortable during the game, and we need to expect that in one play anything can happen and change the mood of the stadium, and today was that. So I think we control well the game, but we need to do better because the game was there to take.
Sorry.
Matthijs has been present for you this season. What do you make of his goal at the end and the way that he performed in the game entirely? And also, sort of small point, but he's not in the leadership group. I just wondered if there a particular reason for that.
No, it's we choose. Sometimes there are players that lead in the way they play, and then there are players that has a different involvement in everything that happened in Carrington. So I just trying to put different styles on the leadership group, but in the end everyone has to be leader and to help each other. I think he's doing really well. He's really aggressive, he's defending well. I think he has more quality with the ball that is showing, because he's still in one point that he doesn't want to make mistakes with the ball, and he's doing that really well, because that is a smart thing for a player to do. But when we reach a point, a very good point, our three center backs, they will control the tempo and the quality of the game. And we have, like I said, we have a lot to do in a lot of things in our team.
Just one on Ben, sorry, just really quickly, an injury. What is it? And
We have to check. He had something in his knee. Let's see.
Yeah, Mike and then Samuel.
Ahead of the Forest game, you spoke to the players about the possibility of going second. And that they didn't take. But again, today was the opportunity to go second. Do you think that there's a mental challenge for them in these situations to be at the top?
No,
of the
I think
table?
I think today was different. I think we had a different energy. What I felt is I felt more control from the team today than against Nottingham. If you want to compare both games, I think against Nottingham the energy wasn't there. Today was. We dropped a little bit in the second half because we were comfortable during the game. It was not about the second place. Today was one play, and then everything that happened, even before the first goal, Harry Maguire, Casemiro at the same time, a lot of problems, a lot of changes that can do something. But I think it was, again, one cross, one big opportunity from the opponent, they score, and then everything was really, really hard to cope. We cope with everything and managed to score.
Hi, Ruben. I know the immediate concern with Benjamin will be his injury, but he had two pretty good opportunities out there. Do you feel as though he's got a lack of confidence at the moment?
No, I think that is not the biggest concern now. That happened in the same way that he was not scoring, and then he scored in two goals in the next two games. So that happened, especially with a striker. I'm more concerned with an injury, because he's in the knee, and I don't know. And we need Ben to be a better team.
Okay, last question for Mark.
Hi, Ruben. Mbeumo Amad and Israel go away next month's African Nations. We know that you struggle with Casemiro's off the pitch in terms of
We have to check everything. We have to check what's happened with Ben. So of course we are going to have a problem there, but we already knew. Then you can prepare that in the summer, but then you have a lot of players that are not going to play because it's one game per week. So the manage of that situation is going to be hard, but let's see when the window is open, if we can improve the team and trying to repair something that happened. Until then, we have to take the chance.
We'd like to.
We'll see.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Sorry, is that serious? Do you think that is a serious problem?
I have no idea, but
Thank you, guys.
Because it's the knee, we never know. Okay?
End of a long day. I'm in Southend on sea now. 40 miles from Tottenham to the north of the Thames Estuary. It's a pretty working class city. I've just seen Southend United play Carlisle United. Top of the table, fifth tier match. 9,000 there. Just walking from Roots Hall. It's an old English football ground with four different types of stands, old floodlights. It was wonderful. And I'm just walking into my bed for the night. Been an interesting day with Manchester United. Before I talk about that, I'll just tell you I've just been speaking to while it's fresh on my mind. Mark Hughes, the old striker. Look, I idolised him as a kid. He's still managing. I'm like, why are you doing this? 62 years old. He just loves it. So, nice to talk to him. And I saw a fish and chip shop outside the football ground. And it is a ground, it's not a stadium. And he ordered chip balm. He went, what? Chip roll? Chip balm? Muffin? Oh, we're back with this argument. With lashings of salt and vinegar. A little treat, a little indulgence. And then just saw an ambulance pass by in gridlock, moving really slowly. I looked inside and there's a gentleman on a bed having someone just giving him chest compressions. You see it all. It's a Saturday night in Southend. It's not Monte Carlo, this place, but it doesn't need to be. It doesn't want to be. So Manchester United drew at Spurs. I feel a bit frustrated because United led in the game for a long time. And if someone just sent me a statistic, if games finished at half-time, Manchester United would be top of the league. But of course they don't. But I get the gist. You know, United getting themselves in good positions and then conceding goals, conceding too many goals. And it is frustrating because it keeps happening. But I think it's just going to take time as it comes together. Just frustrating because United would have moved into second, but stayed seventh or eighth or something like that. It's par of where, you know, we hope United would finish this year. I think the realistic expectation was a European spot. It's got to be Europa League, really, or Champions League would be even better. So we're going to get setbacks, and the world's loudest motorbike is obviously based in Southend-on-Sea, and quite disappointing performances from some of the key players, including Bruno Fernandes. Casemiro was not to his usual standards, and there are contradictions everywhere because I'm thinking this is the worst Tottenham team for years. They nearly beat United for a fifth consecutive time, yet Tottenham would have moved up to second if they would have held on to the lead. Still relatively early in the season. Just frustrating, isn't it? Because now I've got a couple of weeks. The mood will be all right because things aren't falling apart. But the manager was quite interesting, as you've just heard. I think he thinks that things need to be much better, and I won't say that he's worried about how bad it is, but he's not glossing over anything. He even didn't rule out signing somebody in January, which surprised me a little bit, just sat there in the room. You want some chips, mate?
You want some chips?
You want some?
Yes, please.
Finish them.
Yeah,
they're really nice.
Thank you.
Take care. Not letting the chips go to waste. It's got the international break now. The manager has asked about AFCON. I feel that it's like a fragile, slow improvement, as it was in 91 when Hughes was in his pomp. I remember, you know, coming to Tottenham in September 91, as I spoke about, and it was a significant win. United weren't winning that often, but you're not to know it, but it was a pretty clear sort of trajectory as United improved to missing out on the league in 92, winning the league in 93. But there were some great players then. There's some top players now, but they've not become great players, at least not yet for Manchester United. I still feel that there's a couple more transfer windows, you know, two or three, before this team is looking like the one that the manager wants, the head coach wants. I think there's a lot of players there who have not got a future at Manchester United. And I've said several times now, the priority is two midfielders and a central defender. And when I heard that, I was a little bit surprised, but I can see the logic in it. And I need to see. All right, someone's just walking through a little dark area, which, okay. So, until next time, when's the next game? We've got Everton. It's not that, is it? It's Everton, my word. Old Trafford on a Monday night. Take care. Sorry for rambling on towards the end. Been a long day. It was a good day when United went ahead. It was a good day when Matthijs de Ligt equalised. But would have been a really good day if Manchester United would have won the match and beaten Spurs away.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.